You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
This is week 131 of Destiny Pizzas. It is Monday, November 16th, 2015. I'm Drew Fatel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And I'm Akshay Mathur.
And he's back after 7, 8, 9, 10?
A couple months. Yeah. A few months, yeah.
I was going for weeks there, but...
we go by weeks here. Yeah.
And my mustache is in my mouth. That's gross. Okay.
How often does that happen to you?
Probably a lot. Regularly, yeah. Okay. That's what happens when your mustache gets over, like, probably, what, 3 inches?
That's gross.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Michael's like, yeah, he's like, I don't think my body has produced enough hair to make a single 3-inch
hair.
Yeah,
I'd have to put it all the my hair body, and then maybe I'd get 1 inch.
Like mustache. A 1-inch mustache. Anyways, this isn't a hair podcast, so...
Hair podcast! That's our new offshoot.
Yeah, it's our new offshoot. Destiny Pizza's hair edition. The most disgusting topic to possibly talk about for hours on end.
Juve and I would talk about it for a while.
Michael yeah, Michael's like, just like, what are you talking about?
I got a hair on my head.
Just one.
Just one.
I got one hair. I'm like Charlie Brown.
Yeah, Charlie Brown with the weird squiggly hair. So yeah, it's Monday. Had a crazy weekend. Let's talk about some superhero news. The very little superhero news that we have this week. It's like the last few weeks, news is really slowing down.
Yeah, I guess because the end of the year, they're like, Thanksgiving. We're not doing news.
We have stuff that's actually coming out.
Yeah, so they're like, watch the movies, man. That's the news.
Yeah.
I feel like there's these little breaks of news laps. Like,
just think about it this way. Like, the less time you're listening to Destiny Pizzas, like, call someone you love in that time. So, like, normally Destiny Pizzas on Mondays, like, could be 2 hours.
Or you could go back to a previous episode and be like, you guys were very wrong about what you were saying.
Yeah.
And your news is incorrect.
But don't do that.
Listen to the Christmas episode. That's what I always say.
Yeah, listen to the Christmas episode a dozen times.
That is what I always say.
That's an hour.
Yes. It's very short.
That's how I pass my days.
We should do another one.
We should do another one. I need to get writing then. Because that one I wrote.
Yeah.
Like, day of.
Pretty good. But it was good. Yeah. We got a lot of people on it, which was
equally impressive.
There's like 6 people in this room.
I think there was more.
There was quite a bit. Yeah. And there was pre-records. Didn't somebody record something?
No.
I thought someone did. Or we did effects. So that's maybe.
Yeah, I did sound effects afterwards.
Yeah.
That was fun. It was a pain, but it was fun.
Our first edited.
Yeah, it was the first heavily edited podcast. Anyways, let's get into some superhero movie news.
Got some more Lego Batman news. So the first report was really crazy. It was that Commissioner Gordon was going to be played by Mariah Carey. And everybody's like, what? What does that mean? What's going on? And then the second report came out. She's not going to play Commissioner Gordon. She's going to play the mayor of Gotham. So,
who is genderless. It can be whatever they want.
It's a droid.
The mayor
except
is not,
they're
no,
out gender.
Droids have genders, we found out this week. But the mayor of Gotham has no gender confines. So it can be whatever
you can write
wants.
Any character. No one knows who the mayor of Gotham is usually. Yeah. So. That's an interesting choice.
Very interesting.
For someone.
Wasn't the mayor of Gotham in the Dark Knight trilogy also Hispanic origin?
Yeah, the mayor of Gotham. Did he end up getting killed in the Dark Knight?
He got poisoned. He drank the...
Yeah, he did die.
Scotch, yeah.
I don't know who the mayor was. Was there a mayor in the Return Rises?
Bane.
Bane the mayor.
Vote for Bane. I'll clean up this city.
Oh, that's a good platform. I'm voting for that guy.
Anthony Garcia. So, yeah, Hispanic background. I'm assuming.
That's racist. Why do you say that's Hispanic background?
What was his character name? Like, what was the mayor's name?
Anthony Garcia.
Mayor Anthony Garcia. No.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah. That was the mayor. Yeah. Oh, I thought that was the actor's
What's
name?
The actor's name?
Actor's name is Nestor Carbonell.
That it could very not be Hispanic.
Okay.
Find out.
That dude was in, like, is that the dude? That dude's in Lost, I think.
Yeah.
He's like the mysterious dude, and you're like, who's that guy? He's like, I live forever.
And I'm going to be the mayor of Gotham one day.
One day I'll be the mayor of Gotham.
Mayor? I like the sound of that.
I could run for mayor of Gotham City.
He's an American actor.
That doesn't explain. America's a melting pot, I'm sure.
Yeah, that doesn't tell me what
you might as well say. He's a human actor. Good job.
Exactly. He's an Earth actor.
Yeah.
Born on the planet Earth.
Yeah, he was Richard Alpert in Lost.
That's right. Okay. When do you think the first person be born in space?
That's what I was just thinking. I was like, yeah. How crazy it'll be. Like,
I was like, what? I was not born on Earth. That'd be
I don't think you can. Like, can you?
I think you can.
Zero gravity? Perform a childbirth?
Yeah. You can be born in water, so.
Oh, that's true. Wait, you were born in water?
No, I was not born in water. I was
like, this is revelatory. Like, not only was Usher born in Germany, he was born in, like, Germanic waters.
Germanic water.
Just in, like, the Danube River or something.
It's like, come on, we imported English water.
We didn't use that dirty German water. We didn't want a Nazi, baby. That's how Hitler was born.
In the River Rhine.
Yeah, in the River Rhine. That's exactly. But yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't even think a baby could be born in zero gravity. I think a lot of things.
You need to push a lot more. Right?
The baby just keeps tumbling out.
What if you do like
a after you push, the baby just floats away from you.
I mean,
umbilical cord snaps it back. You're like, oh, my baby.
A C-section, right?
You could do it. I don't think you. Definitely, I don't think you can do a C-section in space.
Probably be hard.
No, I think it could.
All the blood.
Like, oh yeah, that's true. It would go everywhere.
Yeah, good point.
There's nothing at holding it down.
I don't know. It's possible. It's very hard and unlikely.
It's possible.
You know what? I bet you the internet has an actual answer for this.
You can ask Siri.
Yeah, let me ask Siri right now. Can a baby be born in zero gravity? No, I'm gonna ask Google. You can ask DuckDuckGo or
Bing
or whatever,
like,
you use.
On the moon or something, you have some gravity.
That's even harder to believe, because then, like,
no, you could.
You'd have to have
a moon,
like,
base.
Yeah, you'd need a moon base. Okay, so first,
I'm not saying this is gonna happen like tomorrow
in our lifetime.
Yeah, I'm saying like
when we're like 80,
like
doing this podcast. We're like,
where are we talking about that?
Can't believe we.
I don't know Bill Cosby now, but
yeah. Back in the day. That was the nicest Bill Cosby joke anyone's made for the last, like, few months.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody makes a
most, like,
neutral Bill Cosby jokes anymore.
Yeah. Let's see. Baby born in zero.
So NASA did some research on this, and they didn't see if a baby could be born in space, but they tested to see if the fetus would develop properly in zero gravity.
Is that the August 26, 1999 article? What if a baby is born in space?
No, this is the June 25th, 2015 article.
Okay, good.
Wait,
have
they sent
Cornell.
Any pregnant animals into space?
Yes, they sent rats, 25 rats.
Okay, that's and then
gross.
they had the
They didn't
baby
have the
rats.
Babies in space,
oh,
but...
Why not?
I don't know. Let me read the article.
But what happened? Did it affect
so
it?
So the fetuses are fine.
Hmm.
So when they were born.
You think they would take the next logical step after that?
Actually, yeah, the body, the
like
baby.
Maybe you want to do that test, but then you do
because
another test.
I don't think your bones would develop properly, because when you come back from space, don't you have all those bone problems?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it would.
But the.
Like, as long as you get them back in time, I think they would.
And then just load them up with that
you
calcium.
Just, yeah.
And, like,
here you go.
Vitamin D and stuff.
You're we wanted, like, to do an experiment.
They're just like, now I have to live the rest of my life with constant vitamin injections because my bones are so brittle and weak. I feel like I'm English royalty. Like, where did we get to from this?
So there, yeah. There's,
oh, yeah. Because a dude born in America.
Yeah.
Because actually born in water.
We get it. It all makes perfect sense. It's a logical chain of events that if anybody started from there, they would get to the same point we got to.
Probably. If Mariah Carey was mayor of Gotham, would probably get to the same point.
They'd be like, obviously, that you want to talk about the movies then, and then it just leads you down a path.
Yeah. Wait, so what...
So in conclusion, the gravity is an issue, and also the radiation in space is an issue.
Oh, I forgot about the ozone is protecting us.
But they're saying that it's possible, and it should be fine if you can protect.
Let's go send up some pregnant chimps. See what happens.
For science. Experiment, guys. Yeah.
For science or for Destiny Pizzas.
Yeah, I think I can get behind sponsoring. Like, I can give like a few bucks to that cause. I know NASA's hurting for money right now, so I'll put what I can towards that.
GoFundMe.
Yeah, like a Kickstarter or something. Be like, you raise like $25,000 and you get to keep the fetus. Like a weird
you
chimp
get it back
baby.
And be like, whoa, this was born in space.
Be like, I got the first chimp that was born in space. All they paid was $25,000 for it.
What was the name of that the movie where...
Rocket Man.
Rocket Man, yeah.
Rocket Man. Look at that.
What, they didn't play that song in the movie, did they?
I don't think so.
They're like, no. We can't get the rights to that song.
No. Elton John's like, hell no.
He was on board, and then he saw the movie. He's like, no way.
The movie was great.
I love that movie.
I think that movie flopped heavily.
I'm sure it didn't make money. Still I loved it.
It was a good movie.
Somehow that movie, with like probably had a shoestring budget already, probably flopped. That was a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. They drink alcohol in that movie.
They do. And a lot of toothpaste-looking food.
Yeah.
It's I wonder, you used all our food.
I wonder how many kids try to eat toothpaste after watching that movie.
Probably a bunch.
Yeah,
because I mean, that's a very memorable scene.
Michael, I thought we were getting a confession right there. Because nah, I remember I tried to eat toothpaste after that movie.
Didn't quite happen to me.
I learned what hemorrhoids were in that movie, though. That's more important than eating toothpaste.
I don't know how they ever got back, because I think they did run out of food. But apparently if they go in those chambers, they don't have to eat food or something.
Yeah.
Hyperbaric chamber.
Yeah. But then he got stuck again. So I think he dies. I think that's what ends up happening. There's never a sequel.
They never got back.
No, they do come back, though.
They get back to Earth in the end of that movie?
I think they end up coming back to
Earth. I think it ends with them in the chamber, and he's locked out.
You're like...
I really think that's how the movie ends. It's been years since
that was
seen it.
The movie came out in 1997. That was the prequel to The Martian, yeah.
It's just funny how, like, Harlan Williams did that movie, and then he also did what's that weed smoking movie?
Half Baked.
There you go.
Or,
I feel like he did those pretty close to each other.
Yeah, okay. A day after the crew lands, a sandstorm arrives ahead of schedule after almost losing Overbeck and Ulysses
in Mars, Mars movies.
Yeah, which, like, isn't that common, apparently.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, I read, like, the sandstorms don't look like what they did in The Martian and on Rocketman.
See, I think that movie... Rocketman's just as real as The Martian, I think.
Totally, no lead.
I think so.
Definitely. I still haven't seen it, though.
Oh, you haven't?
Yeah. Read the book twice now, but I still haven't watched the movie.
Oh, yeah, you're right, actually. Okay, so as Fred gets ready for hypersleep one last time, Ulysses climbs into his hypersleep chamber once again, forcing Fred to stay up for another 8 months on the journey back home.
So I think he dies.
He dies.
For sure. The monkey, everyone else is alive, because they ran out of food.
Or he eats the monkey.
Do you know there's a post-credit scene?
He can't get back in. It's locked.
Do you know there's a post-credit scene for that movie?
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Oh.
In a post-credit scene.
See, they did way before Marvel movies.
Yeah. The crew's flagpole on Mars is shown missing its flag. It is revealed that Randall's American flag boxers, which were earlier used as a replacement for the original flag, had been stolen by a Martian.
Really? Damn. There's aliens in that movie? That's the twist?
That's the twist.
Crazy. Maybe the Martian has a end-credit scene that we missed. Yeah. And there's a Martian that shows that. They literally copied...
Is Matt Damon with the American flag?
I like to think they copied a...
Rocketman.
Rocketman.
Yeah.
And just for
what's the name of the author?
I think he's a plagiarizer.
You read the book, right?
The author's name is... Shoot.
He plagiarized that movie for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
What was that book written? It was written after 97, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he copied that movie
for sure. Instead of Ulysses, we get Kate Mara.
Exactly.
Or Sebastian Stan. Or Donald Glover. I don't give a shit. They're all Ulysses to me. Ulysses was more important than all
those actors. I should have put that on the paper when we did that survey.
You're like, very contrived. Reminds me of Rocket Man.
Well, because they asked you what movie it reminds you of. I should put Rocket Man. This is just a ripoff of Rocket Man. I didn't think of it at the time, though.
Oh, Jeff Danielson's in the movie, too.
Yeah, there's a lot
in The Martian?
In The Martian,
yeah.
You're like, every person that shows up, you're like, oh, that's a person. That's in stuff.
That's a person. Holy Pretty shit, much. They're not aliens.
A person.
Yeah, that's how I felt when I was watching them. I was like, oh, I know that person from somewhere.
I've seen them. Like, every person's an actor. Like, yeah, I know they're all actors, but, like, I'm not like, who is that?
Yeah, except for the Chinese people. I'm like,
I'm sure they're
famous where they come from.
They probably are.
We need to, so in Google, when you Google search a movie, they give you, like, a breakdown, IMDb, who is in it, and it also says people searched for...
So we need to tell people
to search the Rocket Man right after it, so it gets on there. Because right now it's
I thought you were going to say the Rock people. We need people to search Rocket Man and then Destiny Pizzas. So then we are linked with that movie from 1997.
Yes. Because right now it's just Interstellar, Mission to Mars, and Red Planet.
None of the trash. Yeah. All those other movies.
Awful movies.
Not Apollo 13.
Rocket Man.
Yeah, not Apollo. Not a movie based on fact.
No.
When some people thought this movie was based on fact.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
What? Who thought this movie was based on fact?
It's like, yeah, we went to Mars.
I mean, it's scientifically accurate in some sense.
No, it is not. The storms don't get that bad. We found that out. Neil deGrasse Tyson told
Rocket
me.
Rocket Man.
That's the only fault with Rocket Man.
Someone thought this was based on fact.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we've been to Mars, of course.
Duh.
I remember this. And the Chinese helped us out. Remember the times
the Chinese helped us? Remember all the times China is really helpful?
That one time.
Yeah, they're pretty helpful.
Okay, wait, let's get back on topic.
All right. X-Men news. X-Men Apocalypse. The news is that the trailer is going to be played before Star Wars The Force Awakens. So,
how excited are you on this?
I'm pretty excited because we get the Civil War trailer. We get the Apocalypse trailer.
Then you get The Force Awakens.
And then we get the actual Force Awakens, the movie.
For 2 hours and 15 minutes.
That's pretty exciting. So, I mean, I'm not, like...
If you were to break down your excitement, okay, the whole night is 100%.
Okay.
How much does Force Awakens get? If it's anything below, like, 90%, I swear to God, we're going to kill this podcast.
It's like 62%.
Nah, it's pretty high. It's
yeah.
Like, it's probably, like...
Like 98%.
Like 95.
Yeah, that's what I was 96,
thinking. 96. And then like...
2 and 2.
Way more for Civil War, I think, than this one. Like, this is like 0.5% or lower.
Okay.
But like Civil War is like more. But these trailers have both probably come out before, so probably they'll end up at 0 because I'll have already seen them.
Yeah. What about Batman vs. Superman and Civil War?
Is Batman vs. Superman trailer coming
No,
too?
I mean, oh. Like, which... One, like, they're coming around the same time, right? Which one are you more excited for?
Oh, Civil War, for sure. I mean, I just, I don't know. M-Seekers got me.
Yeah,
they're just, exactly. I know their film's going to be good to my level where I'm fine with it. Where Batman vs. Superman, I'm still skeptical. Yeah, exactly. I think it'll be good, but skeptical.
Yeah.
I'm going to be very skeptical until I see something.
Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor? Come on, man.
Yeah,
fortune articles, viral fortune articles. That's weird.
Yeah, it's just like they're straddling the line where, like, yeah, they're doing a lot of comic booky things, but they still seem to be too far in the mindset of like, yeah, but we're not the comics. Yeah, we're not the comics.
But like, what, you think you're too cool for comic books?
Yeah, it's still a little iffy to me, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange news, casting news, Amy Landecker. And Scott Adkins joins.
Isn't that weird that, like, they're still adding people?
Yeah, because they just started filming, so they're like, now we're going to start casting. Because we haven't heard anybody except, like, 4 people being cast, and now they're, like, adding new people. They're like, it's almost like they started filming, they're like, oh, we need a guy to do something here, but we don't have him, so let's cast somebody.
They're like, oh, yeah, we need a bad guy, maybe. I don't know. Maybe Chiwetel Ejiofor is a bad guy. I don't know. What do we know about this movie? Rachel McAdams.
Nothing. We don't even know who she is.
Wait, so we assume we know she's it's like an origin story or something, right?
Yeah, they think she's like the night nurse, possibly.
Okay, yeah, oh yeah.
Possibly, we don't know. But Scott Adkins, they say he's in Expendables 2, and he's like a martial artist dude.
Okay.
So, he should probably be doing some fighting, I would guess. It would be a waste of his talents, I would think.
Yeah.
And I don't know who they say she's playing. Don't think we know.
Awesome. So. Oh, do you see that Thor Ragnarok news?
Yeah.
Major villainess or whatever. Yes, is that what the right word is? Female villain?
Villainess? Yeah. I guess that's the proper term, right? Villainess?
Oh, sure. Villainess? Villain.
What else would it be?
Yeah, villainess. Okay. Yeah.
Female villain.
Female villain.
Know. One of the two.
Yeah. Villainess.
They haven't had it. Have they had a female villain at all? Like Nebula and Guardians?
Yeah, Nebula. That's the closest one that we're getting to.
Yeah, because they... That's pretty sad when you think about it.
Women it's not like aren't as evil as men.
Well, they haven't even had good male villains, so why not try a female
villain? Yeah, exactly. That's true.
It's just like, it's weird.
Speaking of male villains, I saw this meme online where it's like when people are asking Mitt Romney to run for president, and it was a picture of Loki in his cell from Thor the Dark World, and he's like, you must be very desperate to come to me.
Are people actually asking Mitt Romney to run?
The Republican Party, I don't see why not.
I think it's too late now, right?
I mean,
I think
I still think it's, I don't know. But
I think it really literally is too late, even though I don't
know.
For Moneybags himself?
Yeah, because I mean, it shouldn't be, but.
I don't think so. I think they're still looking for another Democratic person to step in.
Well, we're not going to get one.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
We're going to lose. and the world is going to go to hell because this is the first sign of the apocalypse is Donald Trump as president.
I would pay to see that happen.
You'd pay to see Donald Trump be president?
That's the problem. That's why he could be president. Yeah. Because people are like, I just want to see it.
You're like, this is crazy.
What kind of world do we live in?
Reality TV is merging with reality. This is amazing.
All reality TV is real, apparently.
Yeah.
Because it actually happens.
They need to make it a Netflix show once he loses, though. Donald Trump in the White House. Or something.
Donald Trump in the
White House. I would settle for a cameo in House of Cards, and even that would be too far. Do you see that picture that Herman Cain has in his... Herman? What was his name?
Yeah, that's his name. Pizza Dude?
No.
Sorry. Oh, you keep thinking Ben Carson. Herman Cain. Yeah. One's like crazy and out of the box. The other guy is crazy and just like calm.
And they're both black Republicans, which makes no sense in my brain.
Yes. You're like, wait a second, too.
I'm like, you don't understand. They don't support you.
You're on the wrong team.
Yeah. Ben Carson has that picture in his house. You see that?
No.
He has a painting in his like family room above his chair of a black Jesus putting his hand on Herman Cain, or on Ben Carson's shoulder.
I would love if it was on Herman Cain.
I'd love if one arm was on Ben Carson.
SNL parodied that.
They probably didn't have to. Yeah. It's probably the real picture, and you just didn't realize it.
So this doesn't. That's the thing. It becomes a thing where it doesn't need to be parodied. Yeah. You literally show something that Donald Trump actually did, and you're like, oh, they parodied it. No, that's what actually happened.
It's like the Scientology episode of South Park. It's like all very real.
Yeah, it's like, this is not parody. That's the weird part.
Was it you that was telling me, like, they tried to look up stuff on the two guys?
And yeah.
Like,
yeah, okay. Yeah, Scientology. They tried to look up any dirt on them, and they couldn't find any.
That's awesome.
Michael. Oh, my gosh.
Wait, did he find the picture?
Yeah. I said he tried to explain it. What did he say in his explanation?
I have no idea.
Because I know they said he... I read something where, he tried to explain this, but I didn't... Wasn't that interested?
Yeah, I don't care.
It's like, it doesn't really matter. You can't, no matter what he says, you can't explain
it
away.
Exists, you're like, what?
Yeah, it exists, and it's in his house.
It's so weird.
Let's get back into it.
All right, we got some Suicide Squad news. They say it's going to be a quote-unquote hard PG-13 rating, whatever the heck that means.
The borderline.
They're like, we're almost R, guys. We're kind of like Deadpool. But they're like, no.
I think a hard PG-13 rating means it can't be anything besides PG-13. Yeah. Like, if you get, like, a hard R, you're like, obviously it's an R.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're giving something a hard PG-13, you're like, obviously it's a PG-13.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. It's all a hard whatever. It's like, unless you, like, barely you did one thing or something.
Like Jaws. Jaws is a soft PG-13 because it should have been R.
Yeah.
Or soft PG. PG?
I think it's PG.
Yeah, same with Beetlejuice, right?
I think back in the day, there were a lot of PG films that you're like...
Whenever I watch Beetlejuice now, it reminds me of the time we were watching it, and he says the F word, and I was like, he didn't say that.
I think he says it twice.
Yeah, and you're like, yeah, rewind it, and I rewind it, and sure enough, he says the F word.
He does.
Like, twice.
It's so crazy.
In a PG-rated movie, Usher.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jaws, PG.
Yeah.
Like, I think people
We have a fact checker on this episode. It's really weird.
It is.
Usher has a laptop
That's
for once.
Cool.
Yeah.
We don't have to look it up. We're always spending time looking stuff up.
I got this.
Or we're too lazy to look it up. I'm like, we don't know. It'll just go into the ether.
It'll just go into obscurity. And hopefully we won't perpetuate any more wrong information.
But I think you can't... I don't think you can make like a PG... You can't really make PG movies anymore that people will see.
Inside Out. Is Inside Out G?
I think...
It shouldn't have been. That movie was...
It shouldn't have been, yeah.
Sad, no.
I think it was... It's probably PG.
PG.
Yeah. I almost beat Usher to it. Animated movies don't count. Like a mainstream, like... Are any superhero movies PG?
No.
Like, are any, like... Like, but kids are still, like... PG-13 doesn't scare away parents for kids anymore. Maybe it used to, maybe it didn't used to. I don't know. But, like, kids are going to see these superhero movies. They're not, like, scared of the... Parents aren't going, oh, PG-13, you can't see that. I'm assuming.
Did your parents ever hold it against you for like a PG-13 movie? Like, no, you can't go watch it. It's PG-13.
I don't know.
I don't remember. So.
My family can't remember. Like, I don't know what. So. Yeah. I don't know what the big PG. Like, I feel like there were just more PG movies out. And then I remember not being able to see some R movies, I guess.
Yeah, same with. Yeah.
But, like, I can't think of a specific PG-13.
Yeah. Oh, Alice in Wonderland.
Is that PG?
The like new one?
Really?
Interesting.
Fantastic Mr. Fox. I just looked up a bunch of PG ratings. Yeah. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Really?
That's PG.
That was PG. Up was PG. Race to Witch Mountain, PG.
That makes sense. That movie didn't do well, I don't think.
Bedtime Stories with Adam Sandler, PG.
Makes sense.
Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian. National Treasure, Book of Secrets. Evan Almighty. Night at the Museum. Invincible.
Does that mean
Invincible with Marky Mark? That's a big deal.
Yeah,
that's
any
a
movie
one.
With Marky Mark.
But that's
Mark
a Disney movie, too, I think. Is it?
Yeah, I think that was a PG.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was PG.
I feel Disney has a high proportion of these PG movies.
Yeah. The Lake House with Keanu Reeves. That's nuts. That should not be right. That's the one where he like lives in a house and he leaves letters.
Yeah. It's like 2 years in the future or something.
Nanny McPhee. Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. Uxra's favorite movie.
Prince Caspian was PG, too.
Yeah.
What about The Voyage of the Dawn Treader?
Prisoner of Azkaban. PG.
Hocus Pocus.
Well, what about the first Harry Potter? That was probably PG.
Secondhand Lions. The one with...
Were all the Harry Potters PG except the Deathly Hallows?
Chamber of Secrets was. But Secondhand Lions with... What's his name? Michael Caine, Robert Redford, and Haley Joel Osment. PG rated movie. I love that movie. It's one of my favorite movies.
Forrest Gump was PG-13, right?
That's weird.
I'm sure it was. There's a lot of death in that.
I don't know what the site is, but it's saying the entire complete 8-film collection is PG-13 for Harry Potter.
Jumanji was rated
PG.
Maybe
there's like deleted scenes that are like, whoa, too racy.
Yeah, like that time where Hermione kisses Harry. Was that what movie was that in? That was in the...
Oh, that was the Hollows.
Yeah,
the
Deathly Hollows.
The last one? Second.
Where they're like naked
the
ghosts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like... Ron was like Ron trying to destroy Horcrux. He's like, you gotta do it.
Surf Ninjas was rated PG in 1993. That was a long time ago. Heavyweights, PG. There's a lot of male nudity. A lot of like boobs, but they're male boobs.
But they're fat, so it was funny.
Yeah. Simon Birch.
I think that's where it is.
Simon Birch with a little midget, little person. And Jim Carrey was the narrator of that movie. It's PG. So there's a lot of PG movies out there.
What's the last PG comic book movie? Like superhero movie? Not comic book.
I couldn't find one. I just listed. Like, I literally just went back in time and listed all the major ones.
Were any of the Batmans?
I do not think so.
Like not even Batman and Robin? That's got to be PG.
Okay, let's see. Batman, PG-13. Batman Returns, PG-13. Batman Forever, PG-13.
Really? Batman Forever?
Batman and Robin, PG-13.
Really?
Batman Returns, PG-13.
That's crazy. You're telling me the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger that... I mean, it's kind of disturbing, but I mean, not really in the... Like, if it was aimed at kids.
Let's see. You want to see why I was rated PG-13?
Oh, bad accent. Mr. Freeze.
Strong stylized action and some innuendos. I think the action alone wouldn't let that movie, any comic book movie become a
PG. I guess I was thinking like PG all movie. The Poison Ivy stuff. It's probably like.
Yeah.
Like it was very like.
She might as well just be like, how do you have to get your dick hard, Batman? Like,
yeah, that was kind of her whole point as a character. So, good point.
Whichever one of you wins can bang me in the back later.
That's really what it was. It was basically like a Batman porno without showing
the porno.
It. Yeah. It was all the build up.
None of the release.
He's like, I put on wax lips. Snake can't get me.
That was. Okay. So, yeah, PG-13.
Yes.
Probably for similar.
Obviously
strong,
makes sense.
Stylized action and sexual or some innuendo.
I'm sure. You see from that
with
trailer.
Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Licking that pole.
Yep.
Do you think that's going to make the final cut?
Yes.
Okay.
I think they're gonna.
I'm just.
They're trying to be as like close to R as they can. I think.
Yeah,
that's
I think
they
could say
do.
One F word. They can say the F word one time.
Yeah,
when
I think
it's not
in
action.
Even in the Apocalypse trailer, I heard the one that they showed at Comic-Con, like even Fassbender, like Magneto's like, "Who the fuck are you?" To Apocalypse, and they put that in the Comic-Con trailer. So I think people are like, you can use it in movies, so they'll probably, and they've X-Men's done that repeatedly with Wolverine and stuff.
Interesting.
So
I was waiting for Charles Xavier to say like a Jew joke to Magneto.
Yeah, no real
no anti-Semitism.
Yeah, except
like he lives in the Holocaust. Class.
Yeah, I want to see someone. I just want to see a neo-Nazi come in. I want to see that's what I want in this movie is a neo-Nazi to come there and go at Magneto.
Yeah,
and then
unfortunately, I don't think that. Like he has like steel toe boots, and then Magneto's just like, and then
crunch. But that's what was so cool about First Class is that he went down to Brazil and found old Nazis. I'm gonna go kill these dudes.
Yeah.
So we also got a Gambit news.
Looks like Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum, he's good at wooing directors.
Yeah.
Because he got Doug Liman. Look, I didn't read the whole thing, but like the title of it was like he reluctantly takes the director job or something.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
It was like, the way I read it is he didn't really want to do it, but Channing Tatum talked him into it.
I read like Channing Tatum's Cajun Charm, like booked Doug Liman. And I was like, oh, that's a weird title to put.
Yeah. I'm just interested to see the budget. This movie's going to go down in flames, is what I think.
Yeah.
Because nothing sounds good coming out. And I think they think Gambit's bigger than Gambit is, too.
Yeah.
Because is Gambit really like the pantheon of X? Like,
I think people in our generation respect Gambit.
I think it's really from the 90s. It's like that cartoon. That's literally where all Gambit popularity is from.
I mean, the same thing worked for Harley Quinn, though. Harley Quinn was introduced in the 90s.
That's very true.
And she's, like, one of the major Batman villains.
Yeah, but if you were to do just a Harley Quinn movie, and that'd probably be good.
Probably work out. Yeah. Especially after Suicide Squad.
But,
think about it this way. Harley Quinn was the most popular costume for Halloween this year.
True. But who... That's nuts. That's what I'm saying. Where's... I never see... Like, is Gambit at cons? You don't see Gambit anywhere.
No. Because Gambit's, like, a shitty costume.
Yeah.
Like, Gambit that's also is just, true. Like, an overcoat.
Yeah.
And a long pole.
Yeah.
Maybe some playing cards.
It's just like
fingerless gloves.
It seems like they were backing Gambit more than Deadpool, and Deadpool is like, you can tell, is way more popular.
Yeah. Deadpool's also freakishly popular. Yeah. With like everyone. Yeah. Like you're not cool if you don't know Deadpool.
Exactly. Well, see how that movie goes.
And Ant-Man and Wasp news, Michael Douglas is in talks to return. And I read that like he is returning. It's weird, like he might just lend a voice. It's very strange.
Well, I think it was saying he was like complaining how, oh, I did a lot of exposition in that movie.
Yeah.
So I think that's just what he was saying. And they're like, oh, his voice to return. I was like, what?
Yeah, that's a weird thing.
I think they were just playing on the joke that he was saying. But he was also like, oh, I hope Corey Stoll returns too. I'm like, no one wants him back. No one cares about
Definitely
Yellow
not.
Jacket.
Yeah, he has a pant. I hated him.
Yeah, he's so stupid. But, he's like, it's cool that they're attached to a movie that's coming out in 2018. It's like, that's so far away.
Michael Douglas was saying that?
Yeah.
And then he was saying something else that I was like, that's weird. He was like, I hope more of this movie takes place in the Nether Realms. And that's where like the whole story ended.
Yeah.
I was like, that's weird. That's weird.
They just trail off and they're like, ah, oh, we're done asking you questions, Michael Douglas.
Okay, he's a crazy person. His brain is gone.
But yeah, he's great in that movie.
TV news, Supergirl. They will not air an episode tonight because of the French attacks.
Really?
So they're going to delay it till next week.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe this episode had to do with like attacks happening in one place or multiple places at one time or something.
Maybe a theme. Hmm.
It's always weird how that works out.
That's strange. Yeah, that's weird. Oh, actually, also Wonder Woman news.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to put the Wonder Woman news.
Someone on the production set tweeted out a picture that they deleted really quick. That had like Chris Pine and
another dude
in like World War One era clothing. So basically, they're confirming what we thought, which was some of it takes place in World War One. We don't know if it's then goes to the future or whatever, but that's where it starts, I guess.
Which is weird because like Wonder Woman is normally associated with World War Two.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the first time I think, in the TV show, she was associated with World War Two
mm-hmm.
in the comics. So. Interesting.
They're going back farther.
Yeah. We're going back in time. Burm. Star Wars news. So much Force Awakens news came out.
It's so many, like, TV spots. So many, like, just everything. News of JJ's like, oh, I'm going to tell you stuff.
Yeah. He's like, what do you want to know? I'm an open book now.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know what changed from last week to this week, but all of a sudden, you can know everything.
Yeah.
Just ask me a question. I'll tell you the answer.
Well, you're like, what's the meaning of life, JJ? He's like, you figure it out once you direct a Star Wars movie. I'll tell you that much.
The only untouchable thing seems to be Luke Skywalker. He's like, as long as nobody knows about Luke Skywalker, I think we're good. So they're like, I'll tell you everything. Because I think, well, my thought is a lot of this stuff won't even come into play. Like, he's telling me a background of a character that either won't, we won't know anything in this movie. Like, they'll just be like a passer through the movie. Yeah.
Like, what's the person's name? Lupe or Lupita Nyong'o's character, like Maz Kanata or whatever. Mm-hmm. Kanata. They're like similar age to how old Yoda was in Empire.
Yeah, she's like 1,000 years old or something.
I'm like, that's cool, I guess. Thank you.
That's good to know, I guess.
Yeah. Did you see the controversy with the toys? Like, there's like a 6-pack of toys where it's like New Order, Stormtrooper, and there's Kylo Ren, there's Poe, there's Finn. Some other people.
Mm-hmm.
No Rey.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's weird.
So then I talked to this guy I met. Well, I met him a while back, but I found out he changed jobs and he works for another company now. And I was like, what's up with this? Because the company he works for has a license to do some Star Wars toys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like Hasbro and this other company. And he's like, you know, like, we tried to do a photo shoot with this kid, and it was for DC toys. And he didn't want to play with the Wonder Woman, and he didn't want to play with another toy for some reason. I was like, I think that's just a dick kid. That's
all. You got the wrong kid.
Yeah.
It's like we're basing all of our research and knowledge on this one kid.
Yeah. And I was like, obviously, like, I'm not in any position to say, like, hey, you know, like, this isn't how it is out there. Because marketing does market research and stuff, like, way more than I could possibly know off my experiences. So I was like, maybe he is onto something. He's like, it's a hard sell. He's like, one of the highest selling toys right now is Captain Phasma or Phasma or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Gwendolyn Christie's character.
Yeah.
But he's like, but I don't think boys know that that's a girl character.
No, probably not.
Yeah. And same thing with, like, Black Widow. Like, she doesn't have the cool stuff that, like, Iron Man has or mm-hmm. Thor has or...
Yeah. Like, if you put Black Widow in, like, an Iron Man suit,
probably... Then it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
But it's just like a woman in clothes.
It's like Samus. Samus is a woman, but like Samus looks cool because Samus is in the suit.
Is in the suit. No, well, I have the Zero Suit Samus.
Yeah.
I think Zero Suit Samus.
They do. They do. Very but sexy. I like... yeah.
Very curvy. But I'm like, saying, crazy. Like,
if you just gave it to a kid, they'd be like, oh, Samus. That's pretty cool.
You like Samus. Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't have any research to back this, but I assume...
Like, a Samus toy would sell a lot more than like a Zero Suit Samus toy.
I would think, yeah.
Yeah.
For, like, all kids, for, like, I'm assuming boys are getting this stuff more anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know the numbers, but I'm sure it's boys buying most of the stuff for, like, Star Wars and stuff.
Yeah, probably.
Like, most, not all, of course, but,
like,
it just is what it is.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking to me, though.
Oh.
Because my niece does like playing with toys, so she, like, because I have the Red Sun action figures.
Mm-hmm.
And a long time ago, I guess I promised her Wonder Woman. I'll buy her like her own Wonder Woman, Red Sun Wonder Woman. And she like called me on it yesterday. And she's like,
"Yeah,
remember you promised me a long time ago? When can you get me that?"
You're not supposed to remember that.
I was like, holy crap. I was like, I do not remember promising you that.
Now she's just making stuff up.
She's like, you know, like you're buying my little brother a lot of toys. Why don't you get my toys? I was like, that's a good question. But yeah, it's crazy.
I think some of the other Force Awakens news.
Princess Leia.
Yeah, Princess Leia. They're not calling her princess or something.
Yeah. Do you know her title?
Just General.
Yeah, General.
General Leia. And then I think, like, they said Snoke, Emperor Snoke or whatever.
Yeah.
They said he's, like, 10 feet tall or 7 feet tall or
something. Oh, I thought he was supposed to be, like, tiny.
No, I think he's really tall.
That's freaky.
And they, like, Andy Serkis said he can't. They couldn't do this with makeup or something. Like, they need to do it CGI, his face or something. And then some people are thinking his design is probably similar to what the original Emperor's concept art was. Which is, Palpatine? Like, a really... Yeah, there's this weird photo out there of, like, a really tall dude who's really, like, lanky. They're thinking that's probably what he looks like.
I can't
like,
wait until they reveal that that's Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
He's so great.
He's Snoke.
He, like, freaked. His body mutated.
He became a freak.
Yeah. Oh,
the midichlorians got manipulated.
The midichlorians just like mutated and made him into this freak. Did you see, like at Star Wars? I mean, not Star Wars. At Disneyland, they're gonna like change the interventions thing into a Star Wars exhibit, and the lightsaber is on display there, and it's called like the hero's lightsaber. Did you see that little description that they put on it?
Yes, I did.
And it's like it's Luke Skywalker's lightsaber from Empire that he loses in Cloud City or on Bespin or something like that.
Yeah.
And one of the characters in the new movie finds it in, like, on the ground level.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
So, like, his lightsaber comes back into play, which is the same lightsaber that Anakin gave to Obi-Wan.
I think we know which one it is, I think.
It's like the, well, yeah, we know which character it is.
Yeah.
From the trailer. It's safe to assume.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how many blue lightsabers have you seen? Am I right?
Just the one.
Yeah. And his Bespin, like, never mind.
Well, like all the black people live on the bottom, I assume, right?
Well, I mean, Lando's up there, and he's like,
he's like, I made it free, guys. Broke through that that smoky ceiling.
Just saying.
Yeah.
The first time we saw a black person was on Bespin. Yeah. Just saying.
So it can't be a coincidence.
So, what other news do we get from
Netflix? BB-8 is a boy. Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
Barely, yeah.
I don't remember if we talked about it before the podcast on the podcast.
It was before
we
the podcast.
It was before, and then we hinted at it, but it was kind of, it was weird what JJ said. He was
like, I wanted it to be a girl.
He's like, it was originally always thought to be a girl, and then you see the film, you'll know that it's doing masculine things. Which I think,
yeah.
What is it doing? Like, what does that mean?
The person I was talking to said he knows what happens throughout the whole movie. Like, obviously, working on the toys, he has to know what happens in the movie. And he... But he told me, he's like, oh, by the way, BB-8 is a girl. And I was like, actually, an article came out today that BB-8 is a boy.
Damn it.
And he's like, oh, damn it. I totally screwed that one up. And I was like,
I messed up this toy.
No, I was like, that's really interesting, though, because I was like, I wonder what else might have changed from the story that you know to the story that everyone else
sees. It's true, because I'm sure there's still, like, iffy things that even the actors don't know what's going on because
of editing and stuff.
Yeah, JJ's like, I'm keeping something secret. Because I don't think people know what Snoke looks like. I don't.
No,
think
so. Why would they? Like, no, they have no
Andy Serkis even, he said, like, this is the first time I didn't even see an image of, like, what he looks like or whatever. So not even he really got, while he was.
I think there's concept art, though, right? No?
No, I don't think so.
Usher's on the case, I think.
Maybe. I don't know how to spell his name.
S-N-O-A-K.
It's like Snake with an O?
Yeah, like Snoke.
I think.
Maybe with an E at the
end. Emperor Snoke or.
Emperor Snoke?
Something like that.
Snoke. And then I heard that. The
Supreme Leader Snoke.
There you go.
Yeah.
What do you want to know about him?
Is there a concept art or anything about him? I heard the stormtroopers look really crazy in Rogue One.
What's that mean? Crazy.
He said they awesome. Really awesome.
And they look like stormtroopers. Stormtroopers look awesome in general.
But they look even cooler.
I think so. Like, how can they look cooler than they are?
Because this takes place before New Hope, right?
Yeah. I'm sure they look the exact same as New Hope.
I think they look a little different.
Why would they look different?
Because... Clone troopers don't look that much like stormtroopers.
They're not clone troopers, they're stormtroopers.
Yeah, they're in between, though.
No, they're not. Like, it happens, like, literally right before. Like, they're not maybe there's like all of a sudden change.
Maybe there's, like, a higher up stormtrooper.
Like, 6 months or something.
There's no official released.
Well, no shit. Oh, sure. Come on. This whole podcast is not officially released.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean, I put it out for myself on an SD card.
Like, this dude made this.
No one knows what he looks like.
I don't care about that.
That's what I'm saying. There's no art out there.
I thought you were talking about like Latino review status.
There's nothing quite out there. So I'm saying I don't think he knows what he looks like exactly.
Yeah. That's about it. I don't know. Anything else that came out Star Wars?
Not that I can think of. There's a ton that came out. We just touched some of it. There's a bunch of TV spots. I saw a few of them.
I didn't watch any of those.
But,
I saw the one. I saw one where it was on Scandal. What's Scandal?
Mm-hmm.
Like TGIT. Barely any new footage.
Yeah.
That was the one with the flamethrower one, right?
Like, I still think there's still a ton of stuff we don't know, I'm pretty sure.
That's it. I was rewatching the first movie, New Hope, with my niece and nephew. Because my nephew now likes Star Wars. And I forgot how gruesome that scene is where Luke comes back to his house and everyone's
dead
torched.
They're bones.
Yeah, there's like torched corpses.
Yeah. It's very disturbing.
My niece was like, are those burned bodies? And I'm like, yep. And she's like, why? And I was like, because people were looking for them, the bad guys. She's like, okay.
Yeah, I think they, like, because they have flamethrowers in the new...
In the new one, you see them with the flamethrowers.
So I assume they have, were using those.
Yeah.
We just didn't see it.
Which you can buy at Toys R Us, I saw.
Real flamethrowers?
Yeah. No, like, there's a Stormtrooper. There's, like, a...
Flametrooper or whatever.
Yeah, the new ones. Kylo Ren looks so cool, though. I'm excited for
this movie. I think some news came out about his cross card. I didn't read it, but...
Oh, yeah, I saw... I forgot I didn't read it either.
It said something about, oh, it's explained or whatever. I'm like, whatever.
I tried to read it, and I was like, this makes no sense.
Like, this isn't really explained.
I was like, Slash Film, you let me down. Let me see if I can find it.
It's basically saying it draws power from it and diverts it to the side or some shit.
Okay. I can assume that in my head. I mean, obviously, it diverts power, and it pushes it that way or that way. Like, I don't even know how a regular lightsaber works. They use a crystal, and it, like...
Oh, wow. Okay, so the Supergirl episode deals with a series of bombings in National City. And so that's why they pushed the episode.
See, I knew there had to be a reason.
Yeah.
But...
Okay, yeah, no, let's see.
I feel like all those shows have bomb, like, Arrow probably has bombings on their next episode or something.
Sadly, that's a reality. Oh, okay. So theories on the hilt with the new side blades have included that the lightsaber is crudely built, and that they're not, and that they're merely exhaust vents for the weapon.
Hmm.
That's right. So Kylo, according to Disneyland's little display, Kylo Ren's unusual lightsaber is an ancient design, although one he carries is recently constructed. The crossguard blades, or quillions, are raw power vented from the primary central blade. The word quillions is nothing new. That's just another word for the crossguard on a sword. But what is new is learning that the weapon is an ancient design, and that the quillions are raw power vented from the primary central blade. So the weapon is an older design, which explains why it needs vents. That makes sense. I thought that might have just been like a JJ-ism.
Mm-hmm.
But in the scene where you see... The lightsaber next
it goes up and then
Rey's
face. Mm-hmm.
It's like crazy looking.
Yeah, it's more. It's more like vented out than like structurally like
that, and like the beam itself looks like very unstable.
Yeah,
compared to like,
it's not solid.
Yeah, it's like it's more sharp.
It could lose power and like shrink in size.
Yeah, we're like the prequels were very like
very stable.
Stable.
Yeah.
Whereas,
like, it looked like a sword. This one looks
like it looks more like a New Hope, because the New Hope one's sharper, too. Those lightsabers are even sharper. So I don't know if lightsabers lose power over time, maybe, too.
Should have to be maintained or something.
Yeah, like, you just had to take it to a guy.
Like, this one looks like it's like, crudely built. Like, he didn't know exactly what he was doing.
Yeah, he's I don't like, think he has it. Much guidance. Yeah,
he has no guidance. He lost his way.
The dark side.
It seems like Usher's trying to say something.
I will... Finish what you started.
Daisy Ridley. I think she posted the picture of... Did she take it down? It was like, why is there a lightsaber next to my face? And I was like, oh yeah, here it is.
There's a lightsaber next to my face?
See, like, it looks like... I don't know. It looks like it's staticky.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? You know what I'm saying?
It's not one continuous.
It's not like smooth... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then
it's raw power that's not controlled.
I saw another thing where it made fun of this poster, and it says like in a galaxy long time ago, far, far away, and it's like a Phillips head screwdriver right there, and they're like they used Phillips head screwdrivers. So, yeah.
On Netflix today, Cristela season 1.
Nice. Come back tomorrow for the leftovers. Okay, are you surprised that we still use The Leftovers as a name?
No, that's a great name.
For those of you who don't know, Usher came up with that name. We kept it ever since.
On the spot.
On the spot. So yeah, come back tomorrow, the 17th, and here's let me give you a little... We're going to talk about Steve Jobs with someone who saw the movie.
I saw that movie.
Yes, that's you.
Yes.
No one else saw that movie for a good reason, and we'll explain that tomorrow. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.